This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Go to FUBARradio.com for more details. The Tuesday Roundup with Doc Brown and Hugh Joseph on FUBAR Radio.
When the clock struck
4
and it was on Tuesday,
it meant one thing.
Boys are back in town.
Say what?
Go time.
Say what indeed. How you doing, folks? It's Hugh with you. Doc Brown is away this week, but we have the very, very lovely Eddie Brett from the Lovable Rogues. He's going to be joining us again as co-host. And this is very, very exciting. Eddie and I are both very, very pumped about this. We got the Augustines. They're going to be joining us on the line in around about half an hour's time. They've got their third album is just about to be released. So we're very, very pumped about having the Augustines on the show. Oh, he's spoiling my fun. Eddie Brett, you're spoiling my fun.
So, what's gone down? What have I missed?
Well, you haven't missed anything, but I was just going to call you up live on air and just go, hey, man, what's going on?
I was waiting outside.
Oh, wait.
I was trying to call you guys. Oh. No one wanted to let me in.
Oh, how are you, man?
Good very
to see
good.
You.
Good to see on? You as well. There we
high
go.
Fives, buddy. How you been? What's been happening?
Very good. Well, what have I been doing? Filming stuff for my album, music videos
amazing.
And that. My brother's over today. Oh.
Is that him?
This is you guys. This is you guys calling.
Put him on.
Put him on. Speaker. Because he's going to... Well, where are we? Hello, mate.
Sorry, brother. Whereabouts are you?
I'm just in Chingford. I've had, like, crazy trouble with the traffic, so, I don't really know how I'm going to get there.
You're in Chingford?
Well, yeah, I'm still there. It's been mental on the roads and stuff. It's been non-stop.
Is that how you wind me out? Because you said you're outside for a minute ago.
Hey Will, how you doing, buddy? You're live on the show. Good times, eh? Hey, producer Will. Hey?
Oh yeah.
Hey, you know Will, and it's just us guys. We all crazy.
Well, that was my first radio prank.
Oh,
we
needed big tens on that. That was great, man. Well done for a first radio prank coming out the gates. Very strong. So
the adrenaline's pumping. I feel alive.
Oh, that was good, man. That was cool. I mean, for starters, thank you so much for coming back in.
Thanks for having me. It's always
really
a pleasure.
Yeah, man.
To look across the table and see your lovely face.
Oh my God, are you flirting?
Might be.
Yes.
Might be.
I like that very much.
Oh, yeah.
So, tell us about the video clips. What's been going on? Which songs?
It's for the song The Riots. It's sort of like an Only Fools and Horses sort of type of vibe. Because I sort of want to incorporate my East London roots back into my music videos and that. So that's what we're going for. And I'm filming it with, Nozza.
Yes, Tom Morris.
Yeah,
amazing.
With his company.
So
we've been doing that. But we were supposed to do it today as well, but it was pouring down with rain. So unfortunately, it sort of...
You didn't want to do some like sort of Backstreet Boys NSYNC dancing in an alleyway in the rain in a white suit?
I would have been all over that. The trouble was the first day we filmed was all sunny and nice.
Oh,
and,
continuity.
And this is like the first part of the video, so it can't be all gloomy and rainy and me wet t-shirt job running. And then all of a sudden it turns to a sort of Peter Andre running.
Oh, yeah, that would be good. I mean, in all fairness, it would be pretty, that's like very much vindicative of London weather. If it was literally going from sunny to raining to sunny.
It's
to raining
true.
All in like 30 seconds.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, did you have a good long bank weekend? Bank
yeah, what have I been doing? It's been quite chilled. I'm off on holiday tomorrow, so I'm thinking about that as well. Yeah, it's all going on.
Where are you off to?
Off to Javier in Spain with the boys.
Oh, my.
Yeah, 11 of us. We've got our own apartment.
Oh, man.
Like a nice swimming pool and all that.
So. I don't know where Javier is, though. Whereabouts
is it? In Spain, and it's near... It's an hour from Benidorm, an hour from Alicante, and an hour from... And I always forget this one, and this is one I'm flying to. Somewhere else. Yeah.
Somewhere else. Sounds amazing.
Yeah, no, it'll be sick. It'll
I
be
love
sick.
Spain so much, man. Spain is incredible.
It'll be nice because all my mates have got girlfriends now, so they've not been allowed to go on the boys' holidays the last few years. But now they've sort of like. It's quite more chilled out in their relationships. They're allowed to go.
Yep, brilliant.
So, yeah.
Well, it's good about the lads will be in there as well, because when it is the lads and also the babes are there too, you can like make a bit of a dick of yourself being with the lads in front of the girls.
Right.
And I heard that a friend of yours may or may not have made a bit of a dick of himself on TV that you were talking about last night. We're going to get into that next.
Yeah, cool.
That sounds very exciting. I love these stories. It's FUBAR, Tuesday Roundup, Hugh and Eddie Brett with you, and here's some Run DMC. Kick it off for you.
Oh,
That's Run DMC, Tougher Than Leather on FUBAR. It's the Tuesday Roundup. Hugh and Eddie Brett with ya. Eddie filling in for Doc Brown.
Yep.
Yes, good. So, yeah, Doc Brown, he's off. Actually, you're going off on holidays tomorrow.
I certainly am, yeah.
And that's where Doc is. Doc's he's a lovely dad. He's taking his kids and the wife in a camper van, an RV.
Very nice.
And they're somewhere, I don't know.
In England?
In England. They're somewhere in England, yeah. Well,
such beautiful things to see in the countryside and whatnot.
Exactly right.
What better way to see it than with your family in a car?
I know, it is pretty cute, isn't it? It's pretty cute. Now, I'm talking about being away on holidays and doing stuff. Friend of yours did something pretty interesting, which we got to talk about.
Yes.
For didn't. So of course, they didn't. This is our segment where we look at someone doing something that's make you scratch your head a little bit. You're like, what? Like what? Now this is a good one because this was a friend of yours who's on a new TV show.
He is. Well, it's not a new TV show. It's not a new TV series of it. Yeah. And to be fair, he hasn't. Properly, he's actually done quite well for himself.
Great.
He's come across fantastically. It's just when I was watching it, can we need to tell you what it is now? He's on Love Island at the moment on ITV2, and there's a bit when you're going on it and you have to, it's basically a look contest. So you've got the girls that are standing by the swimming pool, and then the presenter says to them, do you fancy this man that walks on? And I thought, bloody, brutal. Imagine if that was you.
Brutal.
Like, if it was me, and bear in mind, these girls are all like the tall, leggy, like massive booby type girls, they'd probably all say no. So I'm thinking, like, shit, what an awful experience to be in.
Yeah.
Luckily, he had one of the girls step forward and said she liked him, so he thought, lovely, I'll go with that. And then he was generally hilarious for the rest of the year.
I haven't actually seen it. How does it work?
I'm new to this. I watched it yesterday because he was on it and I wanted to sort of see what was going on. And he's a funny chap as well, so I knew it would be good. And you walk on and the girls are standing there and then they have the opportunity to sort of put themselves forward and say, look, I quite fancy you. And then the man has the opportunity to pick the girl he wants to be with. So you've got a sort of... You've got to find the nice balance because it's all right you picking the rocket, but if you know yourself you're not quite up to her standards, well, she's just going to pick another man further down the line.
Yeah.
And the aim of the game is to get a girl and stick with her. The longer you have a girl, the longer you stay on the island for.
Right.
So the minute like you're like the odd one out that the girl doesn't want to be with or she wants to change and then you're off the island.
Right.
So it's like the longer and the stronger your relationship can be, the longer you stay on the island.
And how long does it potentially go for?
I think it's 6 weeks, and it's on every night, I think.
Damn.
And it's very funny stuff.
I can imagine. What happens though, like if there's just some big fight overnight or something and everyone decides to break up?
Well, there was two men were going horn to horn, not like downstairs home, but
like docking, I think they call it. When you put your dick in a foreskin and rub it around, I think it's called docking.
That sounds fun. So there was one spare guy because they all partnered up, and then Caroline Flack, who presents it, brought in another man,
right?
And he was like a model. He knows David Gandy and all that. So all the girls were like, "Whoa, hello." And then she went, "Well, do any of these girls want to like leave their partners?" And go for him. And one of the girls did step forward.
Ooh.
The two of them did, actually. And then he obviously got to pick whoever he wanted out the whole bunch. So he knew he was like ripping one of the couples away, and he picked this blonde girl. But the trouble is, when you are good looking, you tend to be quite boring as well.
Yeah.
So this other bloke that she turned away to go for the good looking one, now he's back on the scene with her because she's realised the good looking one's a bit boring.
Yeah.
And he's like, he's trying it because he knows she originally quite liked him anyway. So so now what he needs to do, because at the moment as it stands he's off the island because he hasn't got a partner,
so he can come back in,
but he needs to try and get her to come with him so that the other guy, the good looking Gandhi guy, gets chucked off the island.
How do you like mac on someone who's on an island that you're not on?
You just go, hey baby.
But like, can you call them and stuff? Can you?
Yeah, you got
Snapchat
phones and that, and you could be like, "Oh, come meet me on this sofa. Like, I just want to say something to you."
Right.
But then, this is why it's cringy. It's because it's like,
I just want to say something to you.
Like, you know, like when to speak to girls, it is cringy. We all have to go there. We all have to say like weird stuff that you would never really, and you're just grateful that no one else is watching you do it.
Yeah.
Whereas on this island, it's on TV, so everyone's seeing your like dirty tricks that you go for and stuff like that.
Man.
So it was quite weird. Like this Gandhi bloke, like, was like, oh, hey, baby, I need to come and speak to you. And, like, he's putting his arm round her and he's putting the duvet over. And it's all, like, they don't even know each other. And it's all a bit like, oh, right, calm down, mate.
Oh, damn.
But it does make for good TV to watch.
Yeah, well, good on you, mate, for doing that. Because, I mean, it's hard. It takes a lot of confidence as well. Like, when you do make a dick of yourself in front of the opposite sex, you just generally, I mean, I'm speaking for myself here, but I'm gonna say probably a lot of people, you just kind of want to run away.
You do.
You just want to get the fuck out of there. Like, the last time I was, last time I tried to kiss a girl at a party, right? We were chatting, getting along really well, and, like, everywhere I could swear to God, Eddie, I swear to God, right? She was, like, eye-fucking me, right? For ages, ages and ages. And I was like, okay, this is amazing. Like, I'm usually really bad at reading this, but this is obvious.
Yeah, man.
Right? So I went up chatting, da-da-da, got along great. And I was like, you know, you're really beautiful, by the way. And she's like, so are you. And I was like, oh, my God, I don't think a girl's ever called me beautiful before. This is amazing, right? It's going great. So I went in for a little kiss, and she's like standing near her friends, and she literally just turned her cheek to the side. And I was like, oh, I feel like I've misread this a bit. And she's like, yeah, I think you have. And her friend started laughing. And I was like, what is going on here? Am I really? And that was it. And
was
I had
she
to
on
walk
the wind-up or something? Was she just going to her mate, wait, watch this?
I reckon she might have been. And I walked away, like, just shattered. Yeah.
Do you want to know? Because we were saying before in the break about our funny story. So I was at a party once, and there was this girl singer there. She's a proper sort, like a blonde number. She's a little pop star. I won't say any names because it will embarrass me even more sharing it.
Yeah.
So just talking of her. And we're I've been at a gig with her before, and we've gone backstage, and I've been there. You know when you see someone that you know who they are, so you sort of see them, you clock them, and you're just sort of waiting to go over and speak to them. But that moment didn't come. It didn't feel natural, and I'm not one of these guys to jump over and go, hiya,
So I just come and sit on the couch. Something I want to talk to you about.
So I was just like playing it cool, and then we never ended up speaking to each other. So I thought, sweet, fuck it, another time or whatever. And then I was at my mate's garden party. And he comes up to me and he goes, oh, let me introduce you to blah, blah. So there she is with her mate. Now my mate's introducing me to her. So I thought, perfect, fantastic.
Yeah.
And he's gone, oh, so Eddie, have you met blah, blah, blah before? And I said, oh, no, I haven't met you, but we've been in the same room before.
Oh, creepy.
Did I actually just say that to a girl? That, and it was like, and my mate was like, whoa, man, that was a really weird thing to come out.
Yeah.
And then she was thinking that, and her mate was thinking and there wasn't, I couldn't say anything after that that would make her think anything more than I'm an absolute weirdo.
Yeah.
So I can't speak to her ever again because she's forever going to think of me as this weird bloke.
Yeah.
And that was when I just wanted the floor to eat me up.
Yeah, oh, that's bad. Poor guy.
It's going to be weird for the next time I see her forevermore. It was just,
I mean, you could have just been like, oh, hey, you know, I did see you at a party, but I was too shy to come and talk to you, something like that. But when he just comes across like that, it's going to be, especially for someone who she's well known, if she gets any sniff of any creepiness at all, dusted.
Yeah, man.
Game over.
It was just so
game
creepy.
Over. Like, you know, absolutely game over.
And the
over.
Minute it left my mouth, I knew how creepy that sounds.
No, you've never seen me, but I've seen you.
I've seen you in a room before.
I've seen you in a room before.
You was wearing a pink top. So yeah, that's my
amazing.
That's my horrible moment.
Alright, well, we want to hear from you. You can tweet us at Foobar Radio, email hd@foobarradio.com, and we want to know, when have you completely embarrassed yourself in front of the opposite sex, or if you're gay or lesbian, maybe in front of the same sex, just when in front of somebody that you're trying to pick up, or someone, or you just whatever, you know,
preferably if you are a lesbian.
You just did a second one, mate. First one was
I've seen you in a room before.
Second one was hopefully they're lesbian. Get in touch now, and we'll get your stories up soon. And we got the Augustines not too far away on Foobar. Here's some new stuff from Sydney producer Flume.
Sometimes it feels like the world spins opposite of the way you spin. Sometimes you just gotta create your own world.
I've been on a mission, man. I've been on a mission lately.
I've been.
Some sticky situations that just grind them down to many kids.
Roll it up.
I've never been to prison, man. Still know what it is to break free.
No.
Yeah. Now I live my vision plan. No need to hallucinate. These niggas been slipping, man. I think they gon' make me angry. If they would've listened, I could've kept my cool today.
people got me tripping, man. I don't think that you can see.
No.
You in my position, man, you just couldn't hit the ring.
Word on the streets, one of my soldiers talking to them alphabet boys. My first reaction is to find out who, where, and why. Put the word out and bring them to me now, but keep them alive. Put some bread on his head and make sure you ride, cause this is something I ain't tolerating. Plus I'm getting impatient, I'm fiending to break them for real, Paul, I'm salivating. My phone rung, it's after 10 o'clock sharp. They said they had him in one of my warehouses by the dock. Jumped in the Benz with an L look, no print, with a steel hook. I'm about to do this coward in. When I got there, indeed, he was already tied up. Pillowcase on his head and the bloodstains dried up. The moment I've been waiting for is finally here. I get to see who number trade me. Snatch the pillowcase off his wig and sold him, yeah, now it's time to face me. Who I seen, my little niece boyfriend I seen. He begging me not to kill him, I sold him, I got him. As I poured the gasoline, I thought about my little niece. I know she love him, but he a snail. He tried to push the law up in jail. Take me from my wife and kids. Why should I spare this maggot life to live? Man, it is what it is. He chose to play this game. I lit the match and watched his friend go up in flames.
Flume, you know, is featuring Alan Kingdom and Raekwon. You're on FUBAR. It's the Tuesday Roundup. Hugh and Eddie Brett with you. Eddie filling in for Doc Brown. And Eddie, you know, we're new mates now, aren't we?
We are. Best mates, I'd say.
Well, I am completely open to rushing into those sorts of things, Eddie.
There we
100%
go.
100%. Completely yeah. Open to that. In fact, I do want your advice on something, because I've got a good friend of mine, Luke, who I met when I first came to the UK 18 months ago. I met him really quick. Met him after about a month. And we hang out all the time. Probably after about 6 or 7 months, we were getting along so great and we're like really, really tight mates. I was like, yeah, he's like my London bestie for sure. Like, there's no two ways about it. So like for near the last 10, 11 months or something like that, I've just been, oh yeah, it's my best mate Luke.
Yeah.
Best mate Luke. Right. We were at a little dinner party thing on the weekend on Saturday, and I had been, it was his girlfriend's friends. Right, so I didn't really know anyone else there, but they brought me to, you know, meet some people and stuff like that. So I was like going, oh hey, and they're like, oh, who do you know here? Because there's probably 20 or 30 people or something. And I was like, oh, I'm me and Luke are best mates. And they're like, oh right, okay, yeah, cool, that's right. They told us they were bringing a friend. Lovely to meet you, yada yada yada. So I'm introducing myself to a few people there for maybe an hour, 2 hours or something like that. And then somebody, I'm chatting to Luke, and somebody I didn't know comes over, and Luke goes, oh, have you met my mate Hugh? I was like, Best mate Hugh. He's like, oh, you know, nah, just mates. And I was like, oh, I thought we were I thought we were best mates. And he's like, oh. He's like, oh, I didn't, like, you know, caught me, we're super tight. I just didn't, like, you know, it's not something that I just sort of throw around willy-nilly. I didn't.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, we've really been, we're on the wrong page. We're on a different page.
Yeah. That's the trouble when you give things a label. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Sometimes you just got to let it be. Just let it.
Break my heart, Eddie.
Yeah.
Break my heart. What did I do? Did I put too much pressure on it? Did I rush in too quick?
What it is he's, if he's from here, he's probably already established. He's got an established, like, group of friends, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
And in his mind, he would have had to, from a young age, if it hasn't changed, have a pecking order within that.
Mm.
And then he must really like you, but he's in his head, he's already got a best mate. Do you know what I mean? He's already got that role filled.
Yep.
And you're like someone he's really liked, but like a new thing, a new party. But so I had it happen recently on the flip reverse of that. So someone told me I was their best mate, and it makes you feel nice.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It does. It's like, oh,
what did you do? Did you shut them down? Or?
Well, no, it does. Just sort of enhance a bit like a Pokemon.
Yeah.
Where it goes up to the next level of evolution.
Oh.
It just made us evolve quicker than I would have expected to turn to Charizard.
Yeah.
Isn't that? He's the first stage, isn't it? Or Charizoid or something.
I'm assuming these are Pokemon references.
Yeah, yeah, okay. Yeah. I can't think of the further evolutions.
I don't know. I trust you. I really don't know.
Yeah.
Too much about Pokemon. I'm sorry. But that's why I just don't want to, you know, now that we're new mates, I'm scared. I don't want to, like... I don't want to rush into quick and push you away.
Yeah.
Because that's apparently what I'm doing to people.
Yeah, no, don't. You can't push me away, mate.
I'm good.
I'm a bit too heavy for that.
Oh, man. All right, well, we got Augustine's going to be joining us up next. We've got a few tweets coming through now for we want to know when you've embarrassed yourself in front of someone that you were trying to impress. Could just be the opposite sex or someone you're trying to mack on or something like that. We'll get into those shortly. You can tweet at FUBAR Radio or email hd@fubarradio.com. Here's the Dandy Warhols for you. And then straight after the Dandy Warhols, we're going to have the Augustine's on the line on FUBAR, the Tuesday Roundup. You're on FUBAR. It's the Tuesday roundup. Hugh and Eddie Brett with you. Eddie filling in for Doc Brown. And we've got the Augustines. They're just being held up on the line in their current interview, and they're going to be joining us very, 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 very soon. We have been chatting about Eddie's friend, a mate of his, is currently on Love Island, a new series of Love Island on ITV, and he's been, we've just been chatting about how, because on a show like that, you can't avoid getting embarrassing yourself of the opposite sex or in front of people that you're trying to mack on. So we've just been having a bit of a laugh about stories when, you have made a bit of a dick yourself, whether you're trying to pick someone up, just didn't go well, or maybe you've just made a dick of yourself just literally in front of a group of people of the opposite sex or the same sex, whatever you're attracted to. You can tweet your stories in at FUBAR Radio or email hd@fubarradio.com. We had a couple come in.
Yeah, we've had a tweet come in. So this is from Michael, and he says, "I really embarrassed myself in front of a girl who I thought was really fit. I misheard her name when she..." Oh no, sorry, I've read the wrong one.
That's all right.
You can tell I'm new to the radio thing.
No, either or.
Is that the right one?
Yeah, there's a couple in there. Yeah, there's one from Paul and there's one from Michael.
Where's the one about the...
That's alright, just do that one first.
What happened with the one about the mum? That was well funny.
That's alright, we can do.
Well, cut a long story short, someone tweeted in earlier saying that they chatted up this woman for so long, eventually started cracking on with her to realise it was their mate's mum.
Yeah, that was Paul Geeky Rat, he tweeted that in. Yeah, how about that? Finally picked up the courage to talk to this girl at a mate's party, found out later it was his mum. Amazing.
But surely that's quite a lot of props in itself, really, hasn't it?
Yeah.
As long as it's not an extended mate.
Yeah. Straight up and down.
You can live off that story for years.
Well, the thing is, you'd have to know them not that well to not even know their mum.
Exactly,
if you're at their house. Because if you're a good mate and you turn up someone's house, you'd be like, oh, you've got to meet
Joe's
my mum.
Yeah.
It's Joe's mum, right?
Yeah.
But if your mum's a babe and silently sitting up the back sipping on a Pinot Noir.
Oh, yeah.
And go, hey, I told you, that's a nice drop.
How you doing? I was saying about this. One of my mates was at Reading Festival once. Okay, he's the older lot. You know, you've got like your set of mates, then the brothers introduce you to a whole older set of people.
Yep.
And was at Reading Festival, blah blah blah, chilling out by our campsite or whatever, having a few beers around the fire. And then this guy whose job in the, you know, different people have different groups in different jobs in groups of making people laugh. Like one person doesn't mind making a fool out of himself as long as everyone else gets a laugh out of it. So there he is, and he's not bothered about girls at all. He's on his own in the main arena, and he finds this girl. Now, for him to ever pick up a girl in itself is quite a miracle. Never mind at Reading Festival and all that. And he brings her back to the campsite. So there he is, skipping along, thinking, oh, my God, I've managed to pull a girl. Brings her back, and we all know her, because she's from where I live.
Oh, no.
Out of the whole of Reading Festival, he's managed to bring back a girl that we'd all been with.
Oh, no.
And she was, yeah.
Oh, that poor girl as well.
Poor girl. Yeah, she must have thought she got away with it slipping nicely. All right.
Amazing. All right, I've just found out we've got Rob from Augustine's. He's going to join us right after this. Don't go anywhere. 40 seconds away.
FUBAR Radio presents...
Incorporated.
1 in 10 people are rude enough to check their phones during sex. I've checked my phone during sex.
I know, you've said
so
you
I'm probably that guy so in this room.
I'm
you
have as well. Okay, cool. I've definitely been on the phone once during sex, but it was like a joke with the girl. Like, yeah. It was quite funny.
Yeah.
I don't like to have my phone too near me.
Just in case.
Someone better calls. I don't
know. It could be an emergency.
Well, that could wait 4 minutes for you, couldn't that?
Hey! All right, that.
Giving him some compliments over here.
You know what I mean? I was thinking more than a minute and a half.
Lucky lady!
Every Wednesday.
Kane and Sylvester Incorporated.
From 4 p.m. on FUBAR Radio.
Oh, I do love the lads, Mr. Michael Payne and Harley, and also Reese on the show too. It's Tuesday Roundup now, though. Hugh and Eddie Brett with you. Eddie filling in for Doc Brown. And we're very, very lucky to be joined by drummer of the Augustines, Rob Allen, on the line right now. Hello, good sir.
Hello, how are you?
Very good, mate, very good. Whereabouts are you right now?
In London Town.
Yay, we like that.
Yeah. You're doing London Town.
Beautiful, you're beautiful. And congratulations, man, for starters. It's such a great pleasure to have you on the show. But third album as well, man. How are you feeling about things?
Actually, very good. I'm actually very proud of what we've created. I'm looking forward for people to actually get hold of it. It comes out June 10th, I believe. So, not long now before people can actually hear the full thing. But yeah, I'm certainly very proud of it.
Fantastic. And people often say that the second album is the hardest because you spent all your time as a band making the first, and then the minute you bring out the second, it usually has to be done quite quickly. So coming in with your third, was it just like a refreshing process to almost go back to what you originally... Was there pressure on you? How did that feel?
You know what, mate? That's a good point. Everyone talks about the first and the second, but they don't talk about the third, which is just as equally as full on. Because once you've done the second, if you've actually got to the point where you know you still have a career, it's like, right, we've got to keep up the momentum. We've got to keep going. And so you're like, right, okay, well, let's get straight back into the studio. And so, in all honesty, it's just as not stressful, but you know, it's like, okay, it's not like we can take 2 years off and just kind of relax and recuperate and then take our time with some new material. We had to kind of really get going again.
And did you feel a sort of a change in the sound? Because obviously once you bring out the second album, you're almost sort of semi-mimicking what made you successful. And with the third one, the whole scene would have changed by then of when you started and all these new younger cats coming into play. Do you feel like you've got to change your sound slightly to try and like compete with what they're doing, or do you always feel like you just got to go put a flag in the road for yourself and continue to go down what you started?
To be honest, mate, we don't really pay attention to what's going on. So, like, and I mean that in a nice way. Like, you know, we try to make music that we feel that we can play live for 2.5 years or for 5 years or for 10 years, and music that we can be proud of. So, and you know, we listen to all sorts of world music, all sorts of popular. You know, we listen to everything there is to listen to, and we take from stuff that we want. That, you know, there's, oh, that's kind of interesting. Oh, I've never heard that done before. That's kind of, I wonder how they did that. You know, but for us, we sit in a room. We come up with ideas, and you know, if Bill's brought an idea to the table, or Eric, or what have you, and we sit down and we kind of hash them out in its core, and then we go from there. And you know, we look at also what we've done in the past, and we try to figure out how we can grow. Like, you know, in this particular record, I can tell you that I've messed around with more analog and modern drum machines and samples, and you know, we've tried new different synths and different ways of approaching vocals, and also, you know, we focus a lot on groove, like how to be a bit more groovier, and you know, just some different elements there. So for me, it's a natural progression. I feel this record is like the way that you would think we would go, but we have to see what people think.
Man, that's amazing. And because I did see that you guys had sort of, you know, tested out using 808s and 909s and stuff like that. Was there any point when you kind of going down the rabbit hole of like, oh, let's try some new things, some new toys, where you're like, maybe let's go to like a charity store and see if we can find like one of those little electric guitars, like little tiny kids toys and shit like that? Like, was there any any stuff where you're just like, okay, let's just see how weird we can get, let's see what we can do? Or did you feel like sound wise you were like putting limits as far as, all right, that's heaps?
Well, the rule is there are no rules, so
I like that.
So keep that in mind, and you know, we do whatever we feel is necessary to get a sound that we're after, or you know, we never limit ourselves. We've tried stuff that hasn't made the record that's kind of out there. You know, we have to make decisions on that. But yeah, I mean, we did not so much going down to like. The thing between myself, Bill, and Eric, we have like, and also the people we work with in the studios. There's always crazy cool little things that we've never played with before. You know, whether it's synths, whether it's percussion instruments, whether it's, you know, and in today's world, you know, like the technology is quite magnificent in what. And where it's going, so there's, you know, there's all sorts of outlets to keep you occupied in trying to find sounds that you want. We're not scared to push boundaries, but it's also important, I think, to kind of know where you are too. To, you know, you want to get, for me, I felt like we would talk about it and not to go too far.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
Because you don't want to alienate people either, you know, and. So it's an interesting position to be in. That's kind of the third record thing, you know. It's like, okay, well, what do we do now? Like,
yeah, you can afford to experiment a bit more, but then at the same time, you want to keep a bit more of the essence of what you stand for. I guess it's almost you sort of discover by the third album what it is that truly makes your band your band. because you can add all different synths and stuff like that, as long as you've still got the core values of what you stand for. It says, so you recorded the album in America, right?
Yeah, that's right. We did it in we did it with a guy called Joe Ciccarelli, and we also did with a guy called Peter Cadis. We did it in kind of two parts, so we produced it ourselves with both Joe and Peter, in different parts of the summer, and again, like I said, those two guys are very from two different schools, and I think along with us as well, it's created quite a really well balanced record. I'm really happy about it.
Well, I've always found when you're in the studio recording, it always ends up being like late night pizzas at random times. Now, obviously, in England, portion sizes are considerably smaller than in America. So, what was your guys' diet like while you were over there? What did you call in?
Well, we were in California for most part, so that's like fish tacos. Yeah, man, it's like the Mexican food. It's basically, that was our diet. I love, mate, if you're going to go out to Cali, that's what you're eating.
Yeah.
That's it. Just eat the Mexican food.
It sounds like we got to the real bottom of why you're recording your album where you did.
As much as
you're dropping all these names left, right and centre, I think on your third album you thought, right, the food is the most important part. We will lay our hat where it's where it smells good.
Your fourth album's going to be on a P&O cruise in the Caribbean.
Hey, mate, you're missing sun as well. Like sun, tacos.
Yeah.
Mate, crisp beer here, margarita. Man, there you go. That's how you record.
Yeah. Was there a lot of dicking around then? Was it like, oh, I could record today, but it's 32. Maybe we should go to the beach?
Do you know what? No, we're not. We're workaholics.
Right.
And we're kind of perfectionists as well. You know, it takes a lot to make a good record. So, you know, and also you don't always have that much time. You think you might do, but you don't. And so, like, to actually write the songs, because remember, you know, if you're putting 10 on your record, you've probably written 30,
mm-hmm.
25. So you write your songs, then you've got to, you know, craft them out. And once you've done that, you've got to whittle them down what you think is going to work on tape.
Yep.
Then you've got to record them, you know. And then while all that's going on, you all the logistics of it all. And so it takes a lot, you know. It's a lot that goes into making a record. So you're not really messing about. You're kind of going for it. It's full on.
And was there arguments on the whittling down of the songs between you guys?
No, they, to be honest, you know, it's kind of obvious. It kind of comes out quite obvious.
Right.
There was a situation where one of the tracks didn't make it, but then we managed to do something to it, which kind of brought it back into kind of contention, and it actually ended up making a record. So, and that was actually one of my favourite tunes. So I was really happy that we managed to fix that up and get it on.
So was it you that sort of instigated the rework of it? You saw like, this thing's got legs. I can see the potential. Yeah. Let's give it another crack of the whip.
No, everybody see. I mean, that's the thing. I mean, everybody saw that. It's just, you know, sometimes it's, again, it's time. It's like, if you've got all the time in the world, you can really work on them, you know, all 30 songs, but you don't have that much time, so you have to kind of pick your battles. And it just turned, no, I think it was actually Peter that turned around and said, because I was like, I love this tune, I wish we could do something. And he was like, yeah, you know, I feel that way. And the boys did too. We just managed to get cracking on it. And it was just a little shift is all it needed. And then it made the record, so very happy.
Beautiful.
I'm looking forward, because it hasn't been released yet, I'm kind of just holding back, and I'm looking forward to seeing what people think about it.
That's right. Amazing. Well, as we said before, it is released on the 10th of June. It's a 10-track album, third album from the Augustines called This Is Your Life. What does it mean? I saw a bit that it was, a lot of it has been written about sort of time spent on the road and, you know, the impact of having that kind of career and that kind of life has on you. What does it mean, do you think, for you guys as a band and individually, This Is Your Life?
Positive. I hope people take it as a positive. I mean, you know, if you think about it, everybody has good and bad things that happen to them. You know, life happens. You know, life is real. Things happen, and it's important to look at, you know, whoever you are, and just kind of say, am I doing the best I can? That doesn't mean that we don't make mistakes. I make a thousand of them every day. But, you know, if you can look at yourself and say, am I bettering ourselves? Are we bettering ourselves? Am I bettering myself? Am I trying to be a better person? Am I trying to do the right thing? Are we looking at our situations and looking at whatever life, you know, deals us? Are we, you know, looking at that and saying, right, that's whatever happens, let's just you know, keep my chins up and never give up and just always move forward. And I think, you know, when the title This Is Your Life is almost looking at saying, you've only got one. There's only one life. You don't get another one of these. You know, this is all you have, and so you've got to make the best out of it, the best you can. And that's what I take from it. You know,
it's nice. Deep. We're like getting that. Deep.
When you introduce it to people, are you going to go, this is our album, This Is Your Life?
No, it was a Michael Aspel style.
Yeah.
is that what you're getting at?
Yeah.
Do you know?
Gonna make you cry.
Do you know what? I put my foot in it the other day because I wasn't even sure. Someone told me that Michael Aspel had passed away, and he hasn't. He's full of life. He's alive and well. And someone actually said that he was dead, and I was really upset.
Aww.
I was like, "You're joking." No,
he's fine. He's alright.
No, he could not. He's alive, so that's really good news.
Hey, Rob Allen, drummer, of course, of the Augustines. Thank you so much for joining us, man. We really appreciate it. As we said, one last quick plug. This Is Your Life is the third album from Augustines, out June 10th. Thank you so much, man. We really appreciate it, and congratulations.
Oh, it's been a pleasure. You guys are lovely. Thank you very much for having me.
Cheers, pal.
Nice. And
thanks.
Have a great day, man. And we're going to play this is the first track off the album right now. It's called Are We Alive by the Augustines on FUBAR Tuesday Roundup. Don't go anywhere. More crazy stuff coming up next. The Augustines, Are We Alive, the name of that one. Their brand new album, This Is Your Life, out June 10th. We've just been chatting to Rob Allen, drummer from The Augustines. If you missed it, you can go and listen back at fubarradio.com or download the free app. But Hugh and Eddie Brett with you. Eddie filling in for Doc Brown.
Certainly am. Yeah, he was a bit of a legend, Rob, weren't he?
He was,
really,
man.
Really nice guy to just chat with, and he sounds like he's in a great place.
Does.
Yeah, he sounds really refreshed and ready to go out for this album, so it's good to hear.
Yeah, 100%.
Talking back to, obviously, I've got a mate in that's on ITV2's Love Island at the moment.
Yeah.
And whilst you're watching it, you're sort of hoping he doesn't, like, make a fool of himself and he does well. Because obviously when you speak to girls and the other of the sex or the same sex, or depending on your implication, it's almost hard not to make a fool out of yourself, because you're putting yourself out there.
Yeah.
Which you're always putting yourself out there to get rejected or embarrassed or whatnot. So we've been having your guys' stories come in. Now, I fluffed reading this halfway through earlier, but I'm going to give it another stab now. What do you reckon?
All right, deep breath.
No pressure.
Deep breath. Just okay. Whenever you're ready. Whenever
okay,
you're ready.
So this is Michael.
No rush.
He says, afternoon. I really embarrassed myself in front of a girl who was fit. Nice sentence structure there.
Yep.
I misheard her name when she was introduced to me and thought she was called Barbara, and I kept calling her Babs. She didn't look too happy, but I just thought it was because she didn't like the nickname. It turns out her name was Rachel, and her dead nana was called Barbara.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, that's not too
yeah,
fun,
that ain't
is it?
Cool. That yeah. ain't cool. Oh, what did you say? I didn't go home with her. Yeah,
it's never good to come across like you're taking the piss out of the other person's dead nan.
No.
If there's a note to anyone listening, any kids out there, try to avoid that one.
Yeah.
It reminds me of, you know, was it LOL? When it first got introduced, these slang terms, a few people thought it meant lots of love.
Yeah, 100%.
And my friend was telling me about it. There was a Facebook status once, and it said about like how someone's child had just died, so he put LOL under the status. Yeah.
Oh no.
Which is brilliant.
Oh god.
Yeah. What'd you do with that?
What
can you do?
Oh man, I remember having that actually years ago, like getting the whole nickname thing wrong. When I just moved to a school, and there was a girl, and she seemed pretty popular. Like, it was my first day at the school, right? She seemed pretty popular, and she was real cute. And I was like, oh, I'm gonna try and make friends with this girl. So I kind of just I was kind of standing pretty close, and I heard a few people calling her Bexley. So I was just going, oh hey, Bexley. And she's like, yeah. And I'm like, hey, I'm Hugh. Sorry, I'm just I thought I'd come and say, hey, you seem cool, you know, like, what's going on? She's like, oh, okay. Yeah, well, you know, what's your story? And I was like, I just moved here, it's my first day. And she's like, cool, man, great to meet you. And I was like, no worries. And then I was like, kind of kept following around for the day, Bexley. The next day, she stopped talking to me completely. And I found out from someone else in our class that her name is Rebecca. Her very, very dear close friends call her Bexley, and she just thought I was a fucking weirdo, and I guess I kind of was.
Too close.
Too soon.
Again.
Running theme, Eddie Brett.
It is, yeah.
It's a running theme of my life.
Yeah, just get too close.
Too keen, yeah.
With friendship.
Hey, love you, first date. Damn, fuck. Why? It's just not fair.
It's a tricky one.
It is.
Yeah, but I mean, again, like I was saying, it's always nice to be on the receiving end of that, where someone feels... But then again, you feel like you're in a position to drop them, if that makes... You're in the power to go, you're a bit weird.
I can't wait for that to happen to me one day.
Yeah.
I can't wait for it to... It's got to be my turn eventually, right?
Maybe not.
It's
got to
be.
I don't know, I think...
Isn't it a maths game, surely?
Possibly, yeah.
I don't know, not real good at maths either.
No.
Shit.
So, yeah, people out there, keep sending in these questions. Because they're quite fun, these little embarrassing moments people share. And it's quite nice reading out other people's as opposed to sharing your own. Which we seem to be doing in abundance.
Yeah.
No wonder we're both bloody single. Maybe we need people to send in things that you should do.
Yeah, I know.
to help us out.
Yeah, like little help. Yeah, that would be amazing. Yeah,
have you ever felt cool? Have you ever done anything that's made you think, bloody hell, I already played that one smoothly?
I don't think I have. No. I'm really trying to think. You really stumped me there. I'd need at least a good couple of days to really go through my life to try to come up with one of those stories. Yeah.
I remember when we was on TV and that, and you got this like sudden boom of fame, and all of a sudden all these, you can get really fit girls when you're on TV.
Yeah, yeah.
And then once that sort of immediate fame thing starts to trickle down a bit, and you look for your phone and you try and like message them again, and you're not in the same boat anymore, mate, and you sort of feel like, like, oh, come on, man. And you'd be like, how did I ever let that one pass? An absolute rocket. Let her slip through my life, just
not
like
so
that.
So true. I was actually at a festival on Saturday in Brixton, a mate of mine. I don't know exactly what he was doing there, but all I know is he hit me up and said, oh, man, I've got some passes for the festival. Do you want to go? I was like, sure, no worries. I don't even know what he was doing there, right? But I just know that when I got there, it was Gala in Brixton, in Brockwell Park it was. Great little festival, super fun. All I know is that he had like a walkie-talkie and he had something and he looked kind of official. Outside of that, I don't really know what he was doing there. I hadn't seen him for a long time. He lives in Barcelona now. So he's given me my lanyard and my pass, so I just didn't really read. I just threw my lanyard on and so I could, you know, cruise around and figured I could just do whatever I want. And you know, like the little hustle, even if you're not, say, performing at a festival, but you got a pass. You go backstage and you know, they usually have a lot of, you know, I'm not going to steal someone's rider because that's a prick's move. If there is beers just on the table for everyone to chill, I'm like, yeah, of course, man. Yeah. I've got a pass. I've got a AAA or an artist pass or something. I'm going to have a couple of tinnies.
Nice.
Of course.
Yes.
Everyone does that. That's fine. Don't take someone's rider, but if there's stuff there for everyone.
If no one's there looking.
And that as well. Thank you, man. I've certainly
done it a few times.
So I did at this festival. I was like, oh, sweet. Well, the queue for the bar, I mean, this festival, in all fairness, maybe 2,500 people. They had two bars. One bar for beer with three taps and another one making cocktails. Like, the queue was about an hour and a half at least just to get a pint.
Yeah, and you don't want that.
Fuck that. So I was like, don't worry.
You missed the festival.
I missed the festival. I got this covered. So I hoon up to the main stage, security guard, and he's like, hey, man, what? And I was like, dude, like, I've just been performing. Like, you didn't... Mate, what are you talking about? Like, I can do whatever I want. Like, you didn't see me on stage like an hour ago? And he's like... No, and I checked my pass, turns it around, I had it inside out, it said front of house.
Ah.
Dickhead.
Yes.
Yeah, and he's like, you ain't performing here, were you? And I was like, no. He's like, yeah, you're just like, you're a glorified bussy, aren't you?
You are, yeah, little groupie.
Yeah.
That's a shame, but at least you managed to get in.
I did.
Nonetheless, me and my mate, when we was younger, I'm talking, what, like 13 or something, the whole indie scene was big in England, and we was very much a part of it. And we found this little thing by accident. We was in the toilet once at the London Astoria, and once the gig finished, if you wait in the toilet like long enough, the bouncers leave the backstage door and start pushing everyone out. Right. So the toilets were next to the backstage door, and then, like herding sheep, the bouncers move forward towards the front doors and they get everyone out. But if you're in the toilet, you're now behind all the people trying to get people out.
So you can
walk up the stairs backstage.
Yeah.
And we'd done it. We'd done it with the Enemy. And we went into their dressing room and we opened their fridge.
Yeah.
And we helped ourselves. And we were sitting there with the band on the sofa. They didn't have a fucking clue who these two kids were. And I remember us cheesy. Like, we was all giddy, 13-year-olds, going, oh, my God, I can't believe we actually got back here. And they just come up to us saying, fair play, lads. Like, I like what you're doing and that, but I don't actually know who the fuck you are. Now, would you mind getting the fuck out of our dressing rooms? It was only 30. It was, oh my God, we ran it. And then we thought, right, next week, we was watching the Kooks.
Yeah.
And we thought, right, the Kooks aren't as scary as the Enemy. They look a bit soft. So we thought, right, we'll do the same thing again. That went into the dressing room, waited for the bouncers to leave. It all worked well. Ran up the stairs, was in the dressing room with the Kooks, went in their fridge, got the beers out. Same thing. He come up to us and was like, who are you, mate? And then someone else said, oh no, they're with the support act. And who were one night only, and they just assumed because we had like mop over hairs and a polo top and skinny jeans that we was in the support act, so we got to stay there the whole night.
Oh fuck, imagine if you got to actually do the gig.
Oh, no. Yeah, that would have been a bit awkward, but a bit, yeah.
Brilliant. So good. Alright, coming up next on the Tuesday Roundup, we want your help for a marketing campaign for MDMA.
Yeah. Okay, it's interesting.
That's right. You heard me right. We want your help to help market it. All will be explained right after James Blake. Always on FUBAR, Tuesday Roundup.
sweet world is so easy. And I'm not afraid. And I have a hand always. She just walks the land. Ground to an old war. And I'm acting like I'm never sure.
Presents
Joey Page.
We had this conversation. Who was the first person that you ever fancied, like famous person?
Oh, celebro crush. Yeah.
Well, I had you? Three principal ones.
Oh, hello.
And mine were Jenny Powell. Right, so what I want to talk about though,
yeah,
is that Kishore said, is she like Claudia Winkleman? And I was like, yeah, she is. They're very similar. So I was like, don't need both of them though, do you? I'm a Powell man through and through.
Oh, it's a Powell man.
You can be a Winkleman if you want.
What have you called me? Terrible superhero.
Yeah.
Every Wednesday,
Joey Page,
from 1 PM on FUBAR Radio.
Alone, 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 alone.
That's Honey Fast by Feeder there on FUBAR. It's a Tuesday Roundup. Hugh and Eddie Brett with you. Eddie filling in for Doc Brown. And Eddie Brett, have you seen any evidence of this lately? Because I was reading an article this morning about apparently MDMA is now completely back in vogue in the UK. And it's specifically taking pills as well. Pills, like, there is, it's the pretty much the UK is more prevalent than just about anywhere else in the world for taking MDMA and pills. Right? This is crazy. According to new statistics, according to this article, right, that I was reading this morning. I have been seeing this quite a lot, actually, lately, the evidence that maybe this is true, right? I was with my mate at a bar a couple of weeks ago, and we're sitting there having a pint, and I just noticed out of the corner of my eye, because it wasn't even that late. It might have been like 9 p.m., 10 p.m. or something like that. And I noticed this guy, like, very affectionately just chewing on his girlfriend's collar of her jacket, and I was like, oh, cute, look at that.
Nice.
And then after about 10, 15 minutes or so, I was like, oh, he's still bloody going. Look at him go.
Yeah.
Isn't that cute? Isn't that sweet? And after about 45 minutes, I was like, he's fucking wasted. There is no doubt about it. Look at this guy's jaw. He's gurning his face off, and he could not stop chewing. He's like, like chewing his girlfriend's collar. And I was like, shit. And, like, you know, it was like when you start thinking about things like that, you start seeing it everywhere.
Right.
And everywhere I go lately, I see these people, I'm just like,
just gurning.
That jaw's a little wobbly. That jaw's a little wobbly.
Yeah.
Have you seen a bit of that floating around lately?
Well, no, I don't really hang around in them sort of circles, fortunately.
What do you mean? I just saw one at a bar. Random bar.
Well, I was reading the paper earlier, and it said about Millie McIntosh from Made in Chelsea.
Yeah.
That she's not married to Paul Green anymore, and she's going back out with their old boyfriend before that or whatever. And there were some pictures of her chewing her face off.
Mm.
So if this getting into the them circles as well, it's infectious.
It is infectious.
But yeah.
Well, they reckon it's making a big comeback as well because of clever marketing.
Well, I must admit, looking at these pictures, they do look quite tasty. I mean, I don't condone this at all, but I mean, I guess that's what they're there for. It, like, you got to think they've got all logos on them to make them look desirable. Mm. You don't really get that of any other drug, from what I've seen.
I don't know. I think on acid and stuff they do that, don't they? Put like little funny pictures and stuff like that. Oh, Eddie Brett, you got to get out there more often, bro. You need to just get out there, see the world, stick a couple of pills up your ass and take some acid and go out into the bush.
Yeah,
that's what you need to do,
they're
good
bro. Times. They're
that's
good
what
times.
You need to do. Yeah, they do. But that's what I was thinking was pretty funny, is like because how they say it's because of a clever marketing.
Right.
Is the marketing, is it just literally because it's got like, like someone with a Volkswagen symbol on it, or a Sky TV, or
yeah, but then these are very random because if I'm
or random if, things like
would something with Sky logos on it make you want to eat it any more than if it didn't have that?
See, I don't know. Maybe that's not the marketing campaign that they're really talking about.
I mean, are drug dealers getting involved with social media? Is that a new thing that they're uploading funny pictures to sort of boost their?
That's what I think is happening. You know, like, you know, maybe a drug dealer is posting videos of, maybe he's Instagram famous because there's just thousands of pictures of people gurning their face.
Doing it for the Vine.
Right?
Yeah. Get involved with my Snapchat. See where I'm delivering tonight.
Mate, well, that's exactly what I reckon it is. And I reckon we need to come up with our own marketing slogans. What do you say? What do you say? Come on, I'll show you. MDMA, helping you talk to complete strangers about your childhood for hours and hours on end. MDMA. Like that.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I mean, it's probably more financially viable.
Yeah.
Than it seems to me a cheap night out, because these people don't drink, do they? They just have bottles of water.
Oh, you seem to know a lot about it, Eddie.
Well, no, I'm just... I like watching films, you see.
Oh, do you? And high on drugs, by any chance? Eddie, hey? No,
but they're always in films.
Yeah, right.
So, I mean, that could possibly be a benefit with, like, London house prices these days and stuff. Everyone's feeling the pinch a little bit more.
Oh, okay, so it could be like this. MDMA. Can't afford cocaine? Doesn't matter. Stick a couple of pills up your ass and stay up just as long. MDMA.
Yeah?
Yeah, I like that one. That's a good marketing campaign.
Yeah, I think most things, sticking it up your arse, it sort of makes it 100%. Seem a bit more cheery, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, 100%. Yeah.
Like, coming out of your arse, that sounds like horrible stuff.
Yeah,
but going
terrible.
In it, you're on uppers. It's all good stuff.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's hard to know where to go, really, after talking about sticking drugs up your arse.
Want to stick things up your arse, but not quite sure which way to go? MDMA. Stick a pill up your ass. Drink water. It's going to be a great night out, guys. MDMA.
So is this the only... Is that how you take these pills, by sticking them up your ass?
Ah,
is that like the main thing?
I think it just seems, you know...
just more fun.
Why not?
I'm trying to think off the top of my head any more things they got going for them. I mean, they could fit in your pocket quite nicely, I guess.
Bang, there you go. MDMA. Want to take heaps of drugs, but only got one small pocket? Perfect. MDMA.
Yeah, no, that works.
I like that.
Yeah. Circles are quite pleasing shapes, really, aren't they?
Hate triangles? MDMA. Always perfect. Cylindrical.
Yeah.
Amazing. MDMA. Pills. Get them up your bum.
There we go.
What do you reckon?
Yeah.
You like that?
360 degrees of happiness.
All right, we want to hear from you. Give us your marketing, your crazy marketing campaign slogans for MDMA, for ecstasy. We'll get them up for you very shortly. Tweet at FUBAR Radio, or you can email hd@fubarradio.com. Here's some Foo Fighters for you.
Oh, FUBAR. Yeah.
some super old Foo Fighters there. Exhausted. I haven't heard that one before. I can't, because it's like that thing. I wasn't sure if there was something wrong with it.
Oh, yeah, it's sort of like rain is trickling in the background.
Right.
Yeah, maybe it's atmospheric.
Atmospheric. I like that. Or like white noisy stuff. Oh, is that that's supposed to be there though?
I don't know. Yeah.
I don't know.
It's different.
We're just
going to
assume. Yeah.
Maybe we can get the Augustines in to comment.
Oh, I like that.
Said song.
Yeah, they would.
Maybe they've used it on their album.
Maybe they have. Maybe they use rain samples.
And maybe
too.
They're listening to us now, thinking, "Oh shit, maybe we shouldn't have used it."
Yeah, that's right. Yeah,
it's the feedback. Do you know what I mean?
Oh god. Oh god. It's all going to go round and round in circles, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's terrible.
Yeah. But do you know what else goes round and round in circles?
Oh, I can't wait to find out.
MDMA.
Yay!
It's a nice little through line there. And,
I like
and what
that.
We're talking about at the moment is the fact that it's on a rise at the moment in the UK.
Yeah.
We are the most MDMA taking nation, right?
Pills, man. Pills are making a big comeback.
Yeah.
It's very exciting.
In vogue,
pills.
I believe, is the term you
in
used earlier.
How beautiful. Which is great because, like, well, I mean, listen to this. I mean, this is actually a staple of Australian society. This is like pretty much like printed in Canberra, in the Australian capital city. This is something that all Australians understand.
We got an old saying out bush. Sometimes life gets you down. All you can do is put on a brave smile, take a fuckload of MDMA. Then you're walking distance from the beach. Doesn't matter where you live. You got enough MDMA, you're walking distance from a beach. Just don't forget a towel.
Every Australian knows that.
You're
every
right.
Australian knows
do
that.
Do you wake up in the morning, look at the flag, and then just...
Yeah, and then put a little cheeky doozy up your botsy.
Yeah.
And off you go to the beach, even if
off
it's
off to the beach, don't matter how far you are, we're going to the beach, brother.
Could be 8 hours walk.
Grab your fosses and your surfboard, do a fuckload of MDMA, put another shrimp on the barbie and off we go.
Hey, don't get racist.
No, was that too far?
No, not at all, not at all. I just really, whenever English people do the whole... Aussie accent and stuff to me, and I say to them, "Hey, that's a bit racist." They get really shocked.
I don't give a fuck.
They get really, really. You don't?
No. Oh,
here we go. MDMA helping Eddie Brett not give a fuck since 1983. MDMA. What about that for a marketing
you
slogan?
Just aged me like 4 years.
Oh really?
No,
I don't know how old you are.
Longer than that.
We're still getting to know each other.
8 years. 8 years. You just aged me.
Well, we're still getting to know each other.
Yeah, it's true. I can see why you lose friends so quickly now.
Oh.
Sorry, I didn't mean that.
See, that wouldn't have happened if we were on. If we were high on MDMA right now.
Is it not? I wouldn't know.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, babe, we've got... Okay, well, let our dear listeners help you. They've been... because they reckon it's on the rise in the UK because of clever marketing.
Right.
So we're trying to figure out what is this clever marketing that people have been talking about. Maybe it's clever campaigns. Like, maybe we need to come up with your help, listening. We need your help to help us come up with some clever campaigns. Like Jess in Kent. I'll give you an example of how we're playing this game. Here we go. This is from Jess in Kent. MDMA. Once you pop... You just can't stop. MDMA. Perfect. Thank you, Jess and Ken. That's exactly what we're talking about here. Perfect.
And you could have the geezer with the moustache on that as well.
Yeah.
On the actual pill.
We've got heaps coming in. You can tweet us at Fubar Radio. Email hd@fubarradio.com. Do you want to do one? I feel like I've been hogging them all.
How about this, Susie says.
Here we go.
MDMA. Because you've always wanted to know how to dance. What does it, is it improve your dancing skills?
I reckon it probably one of those things where it feels like you're improving, you're dancing.
So do you reckon they all do it before Strictly Come Dancing?
100%.
Yeah, just to get into the mood of things.
Well, have you noticed that there is a bit of a trend on that show that the celebrities end up hooking up with their dance partner?
Very true, yeah.
MDMA. Helping you cheat on your... No, that's bad. We're not going to go down that one. That was a bit mean. No, it doesn't help you cheat on people. You don't cheat on people. That's bad.
Yeah.
That's bad. Here we go, there's more.
Maybe it's what is keeping Bruce in the game so long. Do you know what I mean?
Might be.
It's going strong.
I like that. MDMA, helping Bruce's career flourish since 1918?
BC.
MDMA. I like that. That was a good one. Got another one from Keith. That's quite possibly my dad. My dad's
probably.
Name, my dad's name's Keith. He does he does listen to the show from time to time. So I'm just going to assume this one's from my dad. MDMA. Grinding your teeth has never felt so good. MDMA. Thanks, Dad. That was a pearler.
Where is Keith from?
Get it? Pearler? Teeth? Yes. My first pun.
Yeah, well, it wasn't the best, but we'll
No, it doesn't need to be the best.
Where's Keith
I'm
from?
I'm practicing. He's from Wales. We're all born in Wales.
Is that your Welsh accent?
No, because he's been in Australia for 35 years.
He's like a Welsh Australian.
He's a Welsh Australian.
Put another shrimp on the barbie, boy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Actually, yeah. That's pretty much spot on. That was pretty much spot on.
Sheep and surfboards. Yeah. Tidy.
Yeah, that was actually really, really close.
Was it like Keith's in the room?
It was. But hang on, let me close my eyes. You can do it. Go.
Faggots and Fosters. Sorry, yeah. You closed your eyes there, and I wasn't sure what you were doing. I forgot you was actually talking to me. It's just a great connection over the radio.
Beautiful.
Just non-stop airways gold.
Here we go, last one. Let's wrap this up. We've got MDMA campaign slogans, as suggested by you. The last one is tweeted in from Sal. MDMA. Because loving everyone you meet is impossible when you're sober. MDMA. Bang. Couldn't have said it better. Couldn't have said it better. Oh, we got one more. Here we go. Last one to wrap it up. You want to do this one, Eddie Brett?
Okay.
Here we go. Very last one.
It's the same one.
It's the same one, apparently.
No,
been told.
Still got that one.
Is it?
I'm yet to see a new one on the screen.
Oh, we've been lied.
This is so slick.
Why the producers? Producers. No, there's nothing there.
Yeah, hey? This is gold.
No. No, there's not there. It's not one. Here we go.
We've crumbled.
MDMA, helping producers imagine things. Oh, now it's come through. Oh, it took too long. I'm getting four fingers up at me right now. There's only two people out there.
Okay, right, so I'm going.
Oh, here we go.
This is the last one,
here
okay.
Here we go. Wrap it up.
MDMA, chewing your cheek is better and has less sugar than chewing gum. That's
you trailed off at the end there, boy.
I did, yeah. I missed out the calories as well. I really fucked that as far as segues go. Sorry.
Well, that's all right. We'll give Tobe one more.
It's baby steps. It's my third time on here, so we're forever learning.
You're doing fantastic, friend. You are doing very, very good. Coming up next, we've got to jump into a legaliser, so you can get your tweets in now at Fubar Radio or email hd@fubarradio.com. We want to know what you want banned this week, and we'll get it up shortly for you.
I got a bone up here. I don't want you monkey mouth motherfucker sitting in my throne again. I'm mad, but I ain't stressing. True friends, one question. Bitch, where you and I was walking? Now I run a game, got the whole world talking. King Kunta, everybody wanna cut the legs off him. Kunta, black man taking no losses.
Oh yeah.
Bitch, where you and I was walking? Now I run a game, got the whole world talking. King Kunta, everybody wanna cut the legs off him. When you got the yams,
what's the yams?
The yam is the power that be. You can smell it when I'm walking down the street.
Oh yes we can, oh yes we can.
I can dig rapping. But a rapper with a ghost rider, what the fuck happened?
Oh no,
I swore I wouldn't tell. But most of y'all share bars like you got the bottle bunk in a two-man sale.
A two-man sale.
Something's in the water. And if I got a brown nose for some gold, then I'd rather be a bum than a motherfucking ball.
Oh yeah.
Bitch, where you and I was walking. Now I run a game, got the whole world talking. King Kunta, everybody wanna cut the legs off him.
King Kunta,
black man taking no losses.
Oh yeah.
Bitch, where you and I was walking. Now I run a game, got the whole world talking. King Kunta, everybody wanna cut the legs off him.
King Kunta,
when you got the yams.
What's the yams?
The yam running out of Richard Pryor. Manipulated Bill Clinton with desires. 24/7, 365 days times two. I was contemplating getting off stage just to go back to the hood, see my enemy and say,
oh, yeah.
Bitch, where you and I was walking. Now I run a game, got the whole world talking.
King Kunta,
everybody wanna cut the legs off.
King Kunta,
black man taking no losses.
Oh, yeah.
Bitch, where you and I was walking. Now I run a game, got the whole world talking.
King Kunta,
everybody wanna cut the legs off.
Goat mouth mammy fucker.
I was gonna kill a couple rappers, but they did it themselves. Everybody's suicidal, they didn't even need my help. This shit is elementary, I'd probably go to jail. If I shoot at your identity and bounce to the left, stuck a flag in my city. Everybody's screaming Compton, I should probably run from air when I'm done. To be honest, and I put that on my mama and my baby boo too. 20 million walking out the court, baby, woo woo. Oh yeah, fuck the judge, I made it past 25. And now I was a little nappy-headed nigga with the world behind him. Life ain't shit but a fat vagina. Screaming, Annie, are you okay? Annie,
okay, okay. Limo tinted with a gold plate. Straight from the bottom, it's the belly of the beast. From a peasant to a prince to a motherfucking king.
Oh yeah?
Bitch, where you and I was.
By the time you hear the next pop, the funk shall be within you.
Now I run the game, got the whole world talking. King Kunta, everybody wanna cut the legs off.
King Kunta,
black man taking no losses.
Oh yeah?
Bitch, where you and I was walking. Now I run the game, got the whole world talking. King Kunta, everybody wanna cut the legs off.
It's Kendrick Lamar, King Kunta on FUBAR. It's the Tuesday Roundup. Hugh and Eddie Brett with you. Eddie filling in for Doc Brown.
Yeah.
He'll be back soon. He's always, off on holidays.
It always sounds really naughty when you say, like, filling in. I feel like, do you know what I mean?
Really?
It's been so much anal talk today.
Has it? Oh, yeah. We're talking about putting pills up your bum and stuff like that. Yeah, you're right.
So it's just...
How about sitting in for Doc Brown? What do you think? Replacing Doc Brown as co-host this week?
Standing in.
Yeah. Inside him.
Yes.
No.
Standing inside his bum.
Yeah.
Just covering for Doc Brown.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, how do you feel like, so Doc Brown is away on holidays at the moment. You're going away on holidays tomorrow to Spain. This is going to be pretty weird because I know, like, I'm a pretty runty guy nowadays. I'm not a big gym junkie, right? I'm not a gym junkie, but I'll be completely honest with you. I was quite a fat kid.
Okay.
Right, so I was quite self-conscious, and even still now, even though I'm kind of runty, like I'm not a big bodybuilder dude at all, even when I go on holidays and go to places like Spain, I still, in my mind, because I was scarred from being a fat kid, I still get self-conscious about it.
So your inner fat kid comes out?
My inner fat kid comes out every time. Because every time I'm on the beach.
Yeah.
But what do you think? Because we were chatting this morning about dad bods, apparently.
There we go. So, obviously, I'm going away tomorrow, and in my group chat with my mates, one of them shared an article from the BBC about how dad bods are in.
Yeah.
And it put a bloody big smile on my face, because I look at these gym guys in disgust.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Because I know that they're not fun people. Do you know what I mean? They care too much about the wrong types of things.
Mm.
And I think life's all about balance.
Yep.
It's not about just eating carrots and grass. And it's not about just having McDonald's.
Yeah.
It's about having a nice balance of both.
Yep.
It's not about just drinking water and energy shakes or all them sort of stuff. And it's not about getting boozed up all the time. It's about a nice balance.
I like that. I agree with
that. So it's not about being fat. And it's not about being ripped to shit. It's about finding that nice balance, and that is where the dad bod comes in. And apparently now women feel the same way, that they want a bloke that looks like he goes to the gym every now and then, but he also looks like he knows how to have a good time.
I like that.
And that's what we're here for.
I think that's what I am, because I do exercise quite a bit, you know, but I feel like, even going to a gym, I feel more self-conscious going to a gym and like looking in a mirror while I do weights and all that shit. I just feel like this is too self-indulgent.
I just feel like, what's the point? Like, what's the point of coming here unless I'm going to completely dedicate my life to this, which I never want to be that person.
Yeah.
I know this girl, and she's so hot, right?
Mm.
And she spends all her time in the gym, and I just think, you fucking loser. Do you know what I mean? Like, she's so hot.
Yeah.
Yet she'll never not be a loser, because she just cares too much about the wrong things.
Mm.
Like, her body's insane and she's gorgeous, but like, all she does is take pictures of her like food and being in the gym, and I just think, you sad bastard.
Mm.
Get a life.
Yeah.
Go and have a bloody beer in the pub and meet someone there. Don't just stay in the gym all the time.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm hating because I just know that I'm never going to put in the effort and time in the gym. Yeah.
Well, how do you feel about it? I mean, quite honestly, I still feel self-conscious when I go to the beach. Like, I just, something gets in my head. I don't know, it's ridiculous.
Right.
Because I'm like, you know, if anything, I'm probably leaning on the side of scrawny. right?
I don't
feel weird about it. If I cared about it more, I would go to the gym heaps, or I would have protein shakes every single day or whatever.
It's
not that much of an issue for me, but it's just still when I go to the beach or something like that, it just kicks in. I'm like, fuck, this is weird, man.
Yeah.
Maybe it's because you go to the beach and then there are all the gym junkie dudes are all down there and staunch you out and look at you weird again. That scrawny Welsh guy.
Yeah.
Welsh Australian guy.
I don't know. I'm quite content with myself, to be fair, in my image. It's nothing like immediately that I want to change. I mean, I am losing my hair a little bit on top. I'm going a bit thin, but I've bought a laser comb to try and sort that one out.
Amazing.
So when I walk on the beach... Yeah, I can't say that I really give that much of a fuck about it, because otherwise I probably would spend more time there. When I go to the south of France, my uncle and that, the French boys have sick bodies, like, because they don't have this lager-lout culture that we have. So they just smoke. So they're ripped to shit. And I guess that was one time when, because you're comparing yourself, and there's girls on the beach and you're thinking, right, everyone here other than me has got a six pack.
Yeah.
So they're probably going to go over there.
You literally have a six pack of Heineken. Yeah. And that's about it. Yeah,
but now the dad bods are in.
Yeah.
They're all going to be looking at me and thinking, oh my God, we've all got ripped to shit and they're all after him on his own.
Yeah.
And I'll just be there with my arms around all these honeys, feeling like Snoop Dogg. Hey.
Oh, man, that's good, man. I like that. I'm going to try to take that on board.
Yeah.
Scrawny dad bods.
Well, just be yourself.
Yeah. I know. I mean, easier said than done sometimes, you know. Like, I mean, it's such a weird thing that just creeps back into my head. But I think knowing the dad bods, so when I do get a bit self-conscious, I can be like, yeah, what's up, leaders? I'm a scrawny dad.
It wasn't easy. It wasn't easy getting in. Right. But we did. We've got a nice balance of life.
I like that. You've been fucking life coaching me today, Eddie Brett. You're doing a great job.
Well, we're just here to help each other out through life.
Good
from
guy.
This point forward.
I like that. It's getting emotional.
Oh, yeah.
It's getting emotional today. All right, here's Disclosure. Up next, we are jumping into... Legalize it. So let us know whatever you want banned this week. No judgments. We'll ban it for you. It's coming up next. FUBAR.
Never really felt bad about it. As we drank deep from the light. Cause I felt melting magnets, babe. The second I saw you through half shut eyes. Sunset off Mulholland. He was talking, I was wondering about you and that girl. She your girlfriend, face from heaven, but the world she don't know. Pretty girls don't know the things that I know. Walk my way up, share the things that you won't. Oh, dancing past the point of no return. Let go, we can free ourselves of all we've learned. I love the secret language that we're speaking. Say it to me, let's embrace the point of no return. Let's embrace the point of no return. Let's embrace the point of no return. Never really thought we would make it. We'd be thinking about what could have been. But we've had a record summer. Can't turn it down. Oh, now I don't wanna see the end begin. Sunset off Mulholland. He was talking, I was wondering about you and that girl. She your girlfriend, face from heaven, bet the world she don't know. Pretty girls don't know the things that I know. Walk my way up, share the things that you won't. Oh, dancing past the point of no return. Let go, we can free ourselves of all we've learned. I love the secret language that we're speaking. Say it to me, let's embrace the point of no return. 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 Let's embrace the point of no return.
Disclosure featuring Lord There Magnets, the name of that one, on Foodmaster Tuesday Roundup. Hugh and Eddie Brett with you. Eddie Brett standing in for Doc Brown.
There like you go. You changed it.
I done did it. Well, you didn't want to be filling in. You thought it sounded a little bit too sexual.
It did, and I don't feel so sexual anymore. It's nice. I've calmed down. Speaking of sexual, I know this is massively off cuff and all that.
Did you watch
that program about the people that like dressing up as dogs?
Oh, human puppies.
Oh, my God.
It was
God.
Insane.
What on earth was that about?
Oh, my God. I couldn't quite figure out what was going on, because I just tuned in and I just thought it was like a bondage thing or something, because there's all these people dressed up in like leather dog outfits.
Well, at the start, that only really come on halfway into the episode. So you're sort of thinking like, oh, do you know what? They actually all seem like really nice people. They've just got this weird sort of thing, but I guess you can just let it be. And then as it progressed and they went to Europe, and you thought, oh no, they're just fuckboys all dressed in leather.
Yes. But I don't think they are. They're trying to say how there's nothing sexual about it.
No, the geezers had their bare arse cheeks hanging out of a tail stuck up there.
That's what I couldn't figure out. And they're like, no, it's not sexual.
It's not sexual.
No. But then there was that woman who was like in there, her partner just decided, he was like, oh, you know, I don't really feel good about the outside world. Like, I think I'm just going to dress up as a dog from now on.
Yeah.
She's trying to continue a relationship.
And she was engaged to him. And then they left each other because she couldn't deal with the fact that he was so into this sort of thing. So he's left. She's now on the scene as a friend. And he has a carer who's not his boyfriend, but like lives with him and stuff, to care for him as a dog.
Oh, gosh.
But this carer sort of, I think, because do you remember he said he didn't want to be on camera talking about if he was jealous about his ex-fiance, who's now a friend, and he got all funny about it, which says he probably fancies this man who he's not gay, he's just a dog.
It's
very strange social dynamic to have. But welcome to the 21st century, aliens. If you're joining in, we are the human race, and we create problems and things for ourselves because we're far too evolved.
Yep.
That's what we do. So I'm going to kick this one off, and I want to put that in the band.
You want to ban human puppies?
Yeah, man.
Oh, hang on.
Oh, no.
It's your chance. Let us know what's got you vexed this week. You can tweet us at Foodbar Radio, email hd@foodbarradio.com. What do you want banned? We will ban it. We do not judge. You can ban anything you want. Eddie Brett kicks it off. He wants human puppies banned.
Yeah, man.
So no judgments. Fair enough. It was a weird show. I am not going to lie to you.
I don't condone it. I can't see how that helps us at all.
No.
Yeah.
No. That's fair enough. Yeah. Completely with the other that.
Yeah, sweet.
Completely with the other that. We've got stacks coming in now.
Paul Clark says, I want to ban Top Gear, and I have to agree with him. Or maybe not so much the format. I just think it didn't quite work.
The new one?
Yeah. I didn't even finish it.
Well, I watched it for the first time yesterday. It was Matt LeBlanc from Friends was kind of co-hosting with Chris Evans. Yeah. And I was watching it, and admittedly, I fell asleep pretty quick.
Yeah.
So actually, it wasn't maybe to do with what was going on with the show. I was just tired. So I fell asleep, and I woke back up, and I'm watching it again, continued watching, going, fuck, they have really changed the format. This is weird as shit. And I was watching it for about 5 minutes until it went to a commercial break and came back and was like, Spring Watch. I was like, oh, fuck, the show's actually changed.
Because I remember the original Top Gear lineup. Ooh. Or even because I remember my granddad used to love it and we'd always watch it. And all the different times throughout the years. I'm not even a petrol head. I don't really particularly like cars. I just like a nice, fresh car if I see one. But you'd watch it, and you wouldn't have to be into the programme. You'd just like the programme because they did make good TV.
Yeah.
But this new one, it was just so bloody boring.
Yeah.
And it's just, no, it just wasn't working for me. I don't know if it's their voices as well. Dare I say it, I miss Jeremy Clarkson.
You're allowed to.
Yeah.
You're allowed to. Yeah, Top Gear, double banned. New Top Gear Dudes Double Band. We've had Ninja Pirate Walrus, Robert Walrus, definitely has probably the best name on Twitter, I'm going to say. It's got to be up there, Ninja Pirate Walrus.
Yeah.
He wants banned. He says, I stubbed my toe on a door frame, so I'd like to ban feet.
I'm not allowing that.
You have to. We can't judge people.
Oh, we can't.
No. You can have whatever you want
they're
banned.
They're very useful.
They are very useful, unless you stub them on door frames. Yeah.
I guess. Yeah.
He's just cutting out the middleman here.
Ninja Pirate Woolworths. Do you think he's taking on too many challenges? Can you ever be an efficient pirate and ninja at the same time?
I don't think it hurts.
Or are you going to be a second rate ninja and a second rate pirate?
And then a third rate walrus.
Yeah. Do you know what I mean? And walruses strike me as quite lazy characters.
They do.
So maybe that's how he's managed to achieve all of the above, because he doesn't actually do any of them well.
Ah, yeah, that's true. Well, yeah. We really picked that apart.
We have.
Oh, guys.
And in his at name is actually Robot Woolworths.
Oh, I thought it was
Robert.
So
it's actually a ninja pirate Woolworths robot.
He is.
Wow, man.
Do you know what that definitely sounds like? MDMA. Helping you become a ninja pirate Woolworths robot. MDMA. Yep.
Yes.
Definitely.
I think he's going to have his own Channel 4 program coming up soon.
Yeah. All right. There's heaps more coming in. What else we got? You want to go through a couple?
Yes. We got one up here. Oh, you're controlling it on there, right?
Oh, thank you.
This is,
Yeah, do that.
Oh, well, yeah, this is a good one. How are you pronouncing this? Rain? Rain?
Yeah, R-A-I-N-N.
Yeah.
Rain?
Yeah, we'll let the listeners decide for themselves.
Rain?
It's like rain, yeah, with an extra rain. Emphasis on the... Rain! Hello, Mrs. Rain!
Rain!
Yep. She would like to ban... Well, it might be a he. Well,
yeah.
Is...
We don't know.
Is Rain female or male?
They would like to, I'm just going with this.
It would like to ban blisters.
Done.
Yeah.
Gone.
Can't think of one person that likes blisters.
No, I think that's totally fair enough.
Yeah.
Yeah, especially, you know, like, bad ones. Like, you're not just on your feet, but, you know, like...
Oh, hello.
Yeah.
Enough going said. Down that garden path, are we?
Enough said. Right, what else we got? Jake. Jake's tweeted us in.
My laptop keeps opening random internet pop-ups and I want to ban them. Stay off the porn sites then, Jake.
That's what it is, isn't it?
Yeah, it's all the porn he's been downloading. Yeah.
How many people do you reckon have taken their laptops to computer shops and gone, oh, there's a virus, something's fucked, something's broken, it's it, and then just like, oh, really?
Well, do you know what?
Human puppies, eh?
I bought a laptop from a fruit computer company.
Yep.
And whilst I was there, he had to transfer everything from one laptop onto another.
Yeah.
And whilst I'm doing it, I thought, oh, bloody hell, there's a few pictures on here. And it, you know when the pictures come and flick up really quickly while they're transferring over?
Mm-hmm.
So they're going up, boom, 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 boom. And I thought, shit, it's coming up, it's coming up, it's coming up, it's coming up, it's coming up. And I missed it. But I had to pre-warn him before that because I didn't know if it was going to stop on that one or whatever. So I was just like, apologies if you see anything in advance. All right, this is straight off my phone, blah, blah, blah. And then he was like, don't worry, mate. I've seen all sorts of things.
Yeah.
And he was telling me about this woman that come in, an absolute rocket, right? And he's dealing with her. So he's thinking, oh, well, I get to be with a nice pretty lady for a change. And not like a geek or whatever. She was like, really like... bosomy and all that nice stuff. I'm sounding like such a pervert, but
that's
anyway.
Right.
Yeah, so there he is doing a laptop.
Yeah.
Up pops like an array, shit load of these dirty pictures. Because she's obviously got a boyfriend or something, sauce is going on, and he's just there to lap it all up. Now, I've pre-warned him, and being in with a bit of a Jack the Lad sort of character beforehand, look, mate, I know there's a few things on the phone that you're going to see, so he's there ready for it, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
She just went bright red.
I'll bet.
Didn't mention it, didn't talk about it, didn't cut the, like, tension or anything. She just sat there, like, erupting with guilt,
as
all these pictures just kept flashing up, quite literally.
Yeah, yeah.
She would... be quite happy to ban pop-ups on your computer as well. Sure.
That actually happened to my mate on the weekend where I was DJing, and another guy DJs two floors at this place. He comes up and I was like, oh, how's your gig last night? He's like, oh, man, it was like crazy. Like, I took a little video, showed me a video, and it was actually, he was like, showing me the wrong video. It was him and his girlfriend doing some weird shit. And I was like, oh, and he's like, fuck, 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 fuck. Don't worry about it, man. He's like, I've got to go, I'm late anyway. And he just took off, and I was like, you dickhead.
I had a piano lesson like a couple months back, and you know the bigger phone by that same fruit computer company.
Yep.
They got the small sizes and the bigger size.
I don't know which one you're talking about.
Yeah, so they had the big one. It's almost the size of an iPad, right?
Yep.
And on, you know when you go on the internet and it gives you like your favourite sites, the most visited sites, they're all porn sites.
Oh, right.
So we're going on the website to get like some sheet music for this piano, and all I could see on this thing was like porn sites, and he was just trying to grab it and quickly tap things in to get away. And I was like, oh no, your game, son. Don't worry about that.
I love that. That happened to my mate. He's, I don't know, he's doing some IT job at a big company a few years ago. And he's literally given a presentation with his laptop up on the PowerPoint thing. We had to type something into Google and all this fucked up shit came up in the search. And he's like, in front of all of his bosses and executives and all these people. And he's just like, I think you're fired for it, actually.
I'm not surprised. Yeah. Misconduct.
Yeah. Don't be doing that shit.
No.
All right, what else we got? We got Kirsty. She has tweeted us saying, I want to ban jobs with no sick days or paid days off. Is that even... I think that is banned, isn't it? Isn't that illegal?
Well, yeah, I guess so. Yeah.
Who are you working for? Are you working... A freelance. Oh, producer Nat says freelancers.
But then you got to take that for what it is.
I mean, that contracts, yeah. Oh, fuck, that is bad.
Or 0 hours and all that game.
Yeah.
But then I think that's down to her to maybe get a job that... because it does work as performers.
Yeah.
We quite like them contracts because it means you've got the flexibility and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So it's pros and cons for everyone.
Yeah, definitely.
But this is definitely something you can do about Kirsty. So
it is. Yeah.
If you go out there and you can find a job that gives you sick days and paid days off.
Yep.
And we'll wish you all the best of luck here at FUBAR on that search.
We do. Bless. We've still got more. We've got more to get through here.
I'd like to ban cocktails as I had way too many this weekend and I feel sick.
Poor Amy. That is a sad story. They're done. They're gone.
We can't contest these.
We can, but we would definitely we need to read them out. We can contest them for sure.
Right, because I think cocktails are wicked.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
I went to a contrary party last week and was making my own.
I saw pictures of you at that
Did
contrary
you?
Party. Yeah.
I had a bloody great old time.
A few of the gang were there, weren't they?
Well, was that what was producing that saying something to me? She says, I wasn't making cocktails, I was just putting booze in a glass.
And shaking.
Pretty much. Oh, I haven't been drinking much the last few months, so that was like kind of no parents, no rules. I was kind of on spring break for the night.
What's your favourite cocktail?
Espresso martini.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. How about you?
Well, I would have that if I was in like a bar in London or something.
Mm.
But when I think cocktails, I think on a sunny beach. So then I think I'll just go for... Well, we're going to play this song later anyway.
No, we're just going to do it right now.
Are we going to do it right now?
Well, because you're going on holidays tomorrow.
Yeah, man, and I wanted to play this song and it fits in... We didn't even plan this because we didn't think Amy was going to say cocktails.
But Eddie Brett, did we? Producers, let Eddie know we set this whole thing up.
Oh, no, cameras.
No, we didn't.
Yeah, mine would be a pina colada.
Bang, here we go. This is for
and
Eddie
for
Brett.
Any ladies out there, if you like pina coladas... and getting caught in the rain.
Coming up next, we'll get your few last illegalized that's in. You can tweet at FUBAR Radio.
Can we leave the mics on so we can have a little sing song?
If you want to, absolutely.
Woo! I was tired of my lady. We'd been together too long.
I was joking, let him sing it nicely.
A worn out recording of a favorite song. So while she lay there sleeping, I read the paper in bed. The personal columns, there was this letter I read. If you like pina coladas and getting caught in the rain, if you're not into yoga, if you have half a brain, if you'd like making love at midnight in the dunes on the Cape, I didn't think about my lady. I know that sounds kind of mean, but me and my old lady have fallen into the same old routine. So I wrote to the paper, took out a personal ad. And though I'm nobody's poet, I thought it wasn't half bad. Yes, I like pina coladas and getting caught in the rain. I'm not much into health food, I am into champagne. Red tape at a bar called O'Malley's, where we'll plan our escape.
walked in the place. I knew her smile in an instant. I knew the curve of her face. It was my own lovely lady. And she said, oh, it's you. Then we laughed for a moment. And I said, I never knew that you like piña coladas and getting caught in the rain and the feel of the ocean and the taste of champagne. If you like making love at midnight in the dunes on the Cape, you're the lady I've looked for. Come with me and escape.
See, you're dancing right now, Eddie Brett.
Oh. Just getting into that, man.
You must be so excited, bro. Tomorrow, you know Spain, what? 11 days,
yeah,
10 days.
Pina coladas.
Man, it's so good.
Nice.
Is that actually your favourite cocktail?
If I'm on the beach, yeah, because I like it because it's all a bit Del Boy-y. You normally have all like umbrellas and all sorts of shit. Perfect. Coming out of it. Do you know what I mean?
I love that.
Whereas with your espresso martini type job, just a couple of beans on top. Do you know what I mean?
It's not a real good beachy one. No. I would mean, I'd drink that if I was in a bar, but if I was on the beach.
If I was in a bar,
I'd want a Kahlua, like something, not Kahlua, like what's the one, like a, some kind of rum or some shit.
Yeah, that's like a blue one. Do you know what I had when I was in France? It was called a motherfucker or something like that.
Yeah.
And it really did do the job. Bloody
did
hell.
You?
I was what rocking.
Was in
all sorts of stuff.
What,
just everything.
Yeah.
It was blue. Whenever a drink's blue, you think, hang about, something's up here.
Yeah. Did you hear about the guy? I think he might have been in Spain, maybe Magaluf or somewhere like that. Had like 75 shots last week and then collapsed. Obviously collapsed.
Yeah.
I think it was in Spain last week.
75 shots. I mean, it's never going to be a good idea.
How is that ever?
And how?
Ever gonna be
I
a
mean,
good idea?
Why not 50? Where did he get the 75 from?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Fucking bad.
What was
idea.
That story about Magaluf a few years ago when it was a girl gave a blowjob to every boy in the bar? Was that a true story?
I think so, yeah. I've never seen something about that, yeah.
Yeah, and it was videoed.
Oh, some shit goes down there.
Oh, it does, yeah. When I was out there, a girl fell off a balcony.
Fuck, that's
terrible. Yeah, she died.
Holy shit.
Yeah, well, what was happening, she was in a boy's room, and the boy's room was either below her or across from her, and she didn't want her girl mates to know that she'd been in there doing all sort of business stuff with him.
Yeah.
So she thought, right, if I climb over to the balcony and go in the back door, the girls won't even know I've left. Won't wake them up. They'll never know about it.
That's so sad.
On this episode, she's fallen down the cliff. Yeah.
Oh fuck, that's terrible, man.
Yeah.
God, you'd be heartbroken as a parent, wouldn't you?
You would.
So
yeah.
We only got a couple minutes left, so we've got to get our last couple of legalized. It's What You Want Band. We had D. Just that's it. D emailed us saying hangovers need to fucking do one. I'm with you, man. That's kind of why I stopped drinking. I haven't been drinking very, very much over the last few months because I just couldn't handle hangovers anymore.
Yeah, no.
It's probably an age thing as well. I'm just like, they just can't.
Well, you know, they do start to really just play on your mind, you know what I mean? You can no longer steam through them. It really takes all the fun out of the night before.
It does, yeah,
so,
man.
For fuck's sake. And you eat loads of shit and you just don't move and you've wasted a day and life's good. You don't want to waste them days.
100%, my G. 100%. We had, we've got this one. We don't know who this is from. Who's this one from? It's a pretty big one, though.
I don't know, yeah.
It's a big call.
Yeah, I'm not feeling this one.
I'd like to ban custard. It's rank. Done, banned, but yeah, I love custard.
I really like custard,
I
yeah.
would like to.
Hot and cold. It's all good stuff. And it even makes other good stuff, like custard tarts, trifles.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, custard tarts, that's my thing. Bob says, I'd like to punch my washing machine in the nipple as it's broken. Cool, we were banning things, but if you want to punch your washing machine in the nipple, Bob, we don't judge. Oh, yes, we do.
Yeah.
No. I want to see this washing machine with nipples. That's amazing.
Maybe it's not a washing machine and that's why it's not working.
Right.
Maybe he's looking at his wife.
Oh, God, definitely don't punch your wife. That's horrible. Bob, you stay the fuck away, all right, Bob? We're banning you, Bob. We're banning you. No, that's fair enough, man. Ban your washing machine. Last one. This is from Mum. I hate cover.
Is this your mum?
No, because it's M-O-M. Mom.
Yeah, this is American.
Isn't cover like a nice Prosecco?
Yeah, it's like a champagne, because obviously
Spanish, is it? All right.
Their region, so yeah.
Oh, right, there you go.
It's
learning.
It's where the grape comes from. That's why you get champagne and stuff.
Oh, so why would you hate it?
That'd be from the Carver region.
Hey, I'm going to go. Eddie Brett, thank you so much for standing in for Doc Brown today. We really appreciate it, man. You're a total legend, so.
Yeah, agree with all the above.
Yay.
Thank you very much for having me.
No worries. Have an amazing time in Spain.
Thank you.
And we really hope we get to get you back on.
And good luck to you with making mates and keeping them and not scaring them off.
I will. Well, I'll tell you what, I might make some new mates. I've got a gig tonight at the Good Ship. My band, full band's playing there at 9 p.m. tonight.
Yeah, make sure you got the right pass.
I will.
Yes.
All right, I will. Eddie Brett, you're a gent. Hardesty and Needle are going to take over up next. Thank you very much for joining us on the Tuesday Roundup. You can go to FUBARradio.com and listen back to any of the shows here on FUBAR, and also all of the old Tuesday Roundups. And Doc Brown will be back soon too. Have an amazing week. Later.